Today's Shir Masechta Brachos Daf Mem Vav. We will begin on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. As we begin today's Shir, we need to remember the importance of saying Amen. In fact, I saw from the Or Zeruah, the Zeruah says that in the city of Ramush, there was a person whose name was Rebunim, who was in the Chevra Kedisha. He used to take care of people who were nifter. And he says, Rebunim told him that one day he was sitting, he comes to shul in the morning, and he sees a person sitting there with a crown made out of grass around his head. And this Rebunim immediately got frightened. And he said to him, aren't you this individual that recently passed away and I buried you? And the person said, yes. So he said, so Rabbunim says to this individual, how are you in this world? How are you doing in Olam Hamas? So he said, I'm doing very fine. So he said, what was your schus that you're able to have such a great Olam Haba? So he said, every time when I said a bracha, I was careful to say it properly. And every time I heard a bracha, I was careful to say amen properly. And that's why in the Olam HaEmes, I am being treated so incredibly well. And to prove that I am indeed that individual, you'll look at what I'm wearing and you'll see there's a tear on the sleeve of what I'm wearing. And you'll recall that when you put the tachrichim on me, you accidentally ripped the sleeve of the tachrichim, and those are the tachrichim that I am now wearing. So then Rebunim asked this individual, so what is this around your head? So he said, I put this around my head because when I left the Olam HaEmes to come back to Olam Hazeh, the odor of Olam Hazeh bothers me. So that's why I'm separating myself, not to get, so to speak, contaminated from the Olam Hazeh. So here we see the value, how to say a bracha properly, the value, how to say amen properly. So says the Gemara, Tani Chada, Haimen amen achal kabri chaysof. If somebody says amen after his brachas, hareza meshubach. It's fantastic. He's declaring that he believes what he said. As we find David HaMelech said after he finished many times Sfarim, he says, Baruch Hashem lo'olam amen v'amen. So maybe that's the right thing to do. V'tan yidach, yet there's another braisa that says, harei ze meguna, that it's inappropriate to do this. How do we reconcile these two braises? Answers the Gemara like Hasha. Habe ben Yerushalayim, when it comes that we say the bracha Bainai Barachim of Yerushalayim, so afterwards we say Amen. The reason we say Amen is to separate the fourth bracha that we're going to speak about, Hatoiv Umeitiv, from the other brachas, which is Midrabanan, from the other brachas, which are Daraisa. Habashah brachas, by other brachas, where we don't have such a situation, we do not say Amen. So according to Rashi and the Talbini Rabbeinu Yoina, this is not only by Bani Yerushalayim. Every time we end the bracha, we end Shemoneh Esrei, Avarach Amo Yisrael B'Shalom, we end Yishtabach, which is the end of Pesuk Dezimra, we end Yehaluch when we finish Hallel, when we say Goal Yisrael before Shemoneh Esrei, although that brings with itself a whole series of questions, because as we've learned a number of times in Am Sechta, you have to be Soimich Gula L'Tfila, and if you're going to say Amen, you're interrupting between the Goal Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei. In all these situations, when it's the end of a bracha, when it ends this bracha, you say Amen. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says that according to this opinion, this is not a halacha by Bani Yerushalayim, it's a halacha by everything else as well. The reason the Gemara picked to speak about Bnei Yerushalayim, because on one hand, as we said a moment ago, Bnei Yerushalayim does indeed represent an end of your brachas daraisa, but on the other hand, Bnei Yerushalayim, you're still in the middle of benching. So that's why the Gemara had to pick on Bnei Yerushalayim. But says the Rashba, according to this opinion, by all the end of brachas, you're going to have to say Amen. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that the only time we say Amen after a bracha is by Yerushalayim. Because as we've said, Bnei Yerushalayim carries with it this very unique circumstance that you're ending the brachas daraisa and you're beginning the bracha of the Rambam, a bracha of the Rabbanan. The Rambam has a different opinion. The Rambam says you don't only say Amen at the end of Bnei Yerushalayim, but you have to have a series of brachas. So that's why the Rambam says, after Gol Yisrael, by the Brichas Krishma, so as we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, there's only one Amen only one bracha in the morning, Gol Yisrael, so you don't say Amen after bracha. Whereas by Ma'ariv, there are two brachas after Krishma, Gol Yisrael and Shomer Amo Yisrael Oad, there you do say Amen. Says the Gemara, Abaya Onale Bekola. Abaya would say Amen after saying Bnei Yerushalayim. Keicha de Lishma Pa'alim Velikumu. As we also learned earlier in our Masechta, the workers who were working for their employers had to bench the very minimal. And therefore, they only benched the three brachas of Daraisa. How were they to know that the brachas of Daraisa ended and they should go back to work? By saying, Amen, loud. That Taiva Meitiv, because HaTaiva Meitiv, as we said, is not Daraisa, and therefore the employees did not say it. Rav Ashi, on the other hand, Onale B'Lachisha, would say it quietly. Kehecha D'Loi Nezalzlo B'Taiva Meitiv. People should not come to treat Taiva Meitiv without the proper respect. They'll say, you don't have to say it. You say Amen before you say it. So because of that, they should not say it out loud, not to send that message. La'aloch l'maisa. Bnei Berachmav, we say Bnei Berachmav Yerushalayim, and then we say Amen. And the Amen should not be said together with Yerushalayim. Because as we're learning now, Amen is not a continuation of the bracha. Amen, as we're learning, is an announcement that we're separating from the brachas daraisa to the brachas darabonim. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'zman hazeh we could say the Amen out loud. The reason we could say the Amen out loud b'zman hazeh is because there's no halacha that workers don't say atoiva meitiv. So we're not concerned that people are going to be mezalzel atoiva meitiv and not be mezalzel atoiva meitiv. Atoiva meitiv became a full-fledged part of the benching to the degree that it became so much full-fledged part of the benching, the halacha is, which we've discussed as well, Birchas Hamazon is a chiv deraisa, because the Torah says, V'chalta v'savoto uveirachta. Since Birchas Hamazon is a deraisa, if somebody has a suffix, if they said Birchas Hamazon, the halacha is suffix deraisa l'chumra, and they need to bench over. So now the question is, if somebody is repeating the benching, and he certainly should say the first three brachas, which are achiv deraisa. Should he also say the fourth bracha, atoiva meitiv, which is a derabbanan? And by a derabbanan, the rule is sofik derabbanan lakula. Says the Magen Avraham that once atoiva meitiv became a full-fledged part of the Birchas Hamazon, when somebody needs to repeat the Birchas Hamazon, he repeats it with saying atoiva meitiv as well. Says the Gemara of Zeira Cholish. Rav Zeira got ill, all agabe Ravua. Ravua came to see him, kabalei, and he accepted upon himself in mispach tina charik saki. If the person who was short that had burnt thighs will recover, avinu yamitav l'rabbanan, I'll make a suda. The reason he was called this name, because the Gemara Masechet Baba Metzia that Pei Hei Amud Aleph teaches us that Rav Zeira fasted 100 fast days that Gehenim should not, he should not have, Gehenim should not be able to prevail over him. And he used to check himself every 30 days by jumping into a fire. And if he came out without being hurt, it was a proof that he doesn't have to worry about Gehenim. One time, everybody was looking at this incredible individual who's such a tzaddik, he has, fire can't affect him. And because of that iron horror, he got burnt a little. His thigh got burnt. And from then on, he was called Cotton Chorek Sake. And as the Pesach Enayim explains, that incident caused a tremendous hisoiris. People were incredibly impressed. One time, because of that one time, he was not burnt. But here's a person that jumps into the fire every month, and he has nothing to worry about. So because of that, says the Pesach Enayim, that became a tremendous compliment to him. It wasn't a negative nickname, and that's what became his nickname. He said, if he'll become healthy, I'll make a Suda Saida. And from here we see that there is a specific point to make a Suda Saida if somebody wasn't well, and Baruch Hashem, he gets better. Not only do we see that, but the Pasuk says, Sa'adeini Vivasheya. If I accept upon myself, Sa'adeini, I accept upon myself that I will make a Suda, that I will make a Suda Saida, Vivasheya. That is a skula that I'm going to have a Yeshua, that I'll get better. Not only is that a Yeshua that I will get better, but I saw that from our Gemara, you see, it doesn't necessarily have to be that the individual who was sick should make the Suda Saida. Anybody who will make the Suda Saida on his behalf has that power. So Baruch Hashem, Ispach, Rav Zeira got better, and Ovid Tzedos L'Kul Rabbanon. Rav Avua kept his word. He made the Suda Saida. Kimata L'Mishri, when they came to begin the meal, Amalo L'Rav Zeira, Rav Avua said to Rav Zeira, Lishru L'Amar, you should do the Betzias HaPas. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta, we learned early in the Masechta, the Halachos of Betzias HaPas, cutting the loaf, how to cut the loaf, who makes the bracha. So he told Rav Zeira, you cut it. Rav Zeira said to him, Le'savla ma'ala had Rav Yochanan d'Omar, don't you remember what Rav Yochanan taught us, the Baal Abayis Betzaya, that the Baal Abayis, the one that makes the meal, should be the one to Betzaya. And the reason is, because if the guest will make the Betzias HaPas, so he may not be so generous. It's not his food. And since it's not his food, he may be less generous. But because the Baal Bayis, it's his food, he feels comfortable in being generous. So of course the Mefarshim ask, how did Reb Avuah make this mistake that he asked Reb Zeira to cut the bread? So I saw that Reb Avuah was under the impression that he held that since the whole Suda is being made in honor of Reb Zeira's recovery, even though Reb Zeira is not the one paying for the meal, it should be considered Reb Zeira's meal. And since it's considered Reb Zeira's meal, he should be the one to do the betzia. But on the other hand, Reb Zeira told him, it doesn't make a difference in whose honor it should be made. What's important is who is the one paying for it, given the explanation we gave, because that individual will be the generous person. K'matel Avruchei, when they came to bench, Birchas HaMazon, Amalei Nivrach Lamar, you shall lead the benching. Amalei, so Rav Zeira said, Leisov Lamar Lahadar Avhuna de Bin Bavel Domar Betzei Mavarech, that whoever does the Betzias HaPas, Hamascha B'mitzvah, Oimrim Loi Gemor, and you should do that as well. V'yikuman Tzvirlei, what was Rav Avuah's opinion regarding the Birchas HaMazon? Says the Gemara, he held Ki Adar Meyochanan B'Shim Meshimer Ben Yochai, Baal Bayis Beitzeya. Indeed, the Baal Bayis is the one to break the bread and make the hamotzi. But when it comes to benching, oirich mevarech. And the Nemuka Yosef says, when it means oirich mevarech, if there are a number of guests at the table, it's the right of the balabayas to choose which of the orchim should make shali birch samozin. Balabayas mitzaya. And the Gemara explains, the reason is the balabayas that does the betzisa pass, he should do it generously, and only he who is the person, the host of the meal, can really do that appropriately. But when it comes to benching, it should be the one that's the oirich to be the benching, because he should give a bracha to the balabayas. So ask the Gemara, my mevarich, what is the bracha that a guest makes? So he says the Gemara, Yirotzen, so Yavis balabayas boilam hazeh, the balabayas should not be embarrassed by Olam Hazeh, v'lo yikolim l'olam haba, nor not an olam haba. He should never be embarrassed. And as the Yavitz, as the Amoina Brachas explains, first we ask that shelo yavish b'olam hazeh, that a person should not be a poor person. Poor people are many times embarrassed. So he should baruch Hashem be wealthy. But we know sometimes the pasuk says in Koheles, Osher Hashem al-Bal of L'Rosai. Sometimes a person has money and it causes him not to do the right thing. So he says, even though Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the bracha that I will not be poor, I'll be wealthy, it shouldn't affect my ruchnis, it shouldn't affect my olam haba. Rebbe Moshe Badvarm, Rebbe would add, he should be successful in all of his business endeavors. We should all be successful, and we should have it easy, where we shouldn't have to schlep to work. The sotan should not be able to have any shlita over anything we or he does. And may that not appear neither before him nor before us. Shum dove here of a chait of oven. We shouldn't even have a thought of an avera. And as the Avodram explains, the Gemara says in Masech the Yuma, Dav Chof Tes Amin Aleph, Hehuri Avera, Koshim Mi Avera. Thinking about an avera is worse than doing an avera. And the reason is, says the Avodram, because when you do an avera, it affects the organs, the avarim that you did the avera with. But when you think of an avera, it affects your mind. And the mind is the most important part of our body. And therefore, we should keep our heads clean, mi'atavat oilam, forever. So many people are very makbid to say this nusach. And there's question. One question is, who says it? Does every guest at the table say it, or does only the one that benches say it? So the Mishnah Berurah says that only the one who benches should say that nusach. The other question is, when should it be said? So it seems that the minhag ha'olam is to say it after the harachmons. But the Brisker Rav was very careful to say that it should be said right after Hatoiva Meitiv, to the degree that the Brisker Rav held that you shouldn't say Amen when there's a guest who's going to be saying this bracha. We shouldn't say Lo'il Malich Hasreinu and then everybody answer Amen. Rather, this Yehi Rotzen should be said right after Lo'il Malich Hasreinu with no interruption. And then the Amen should be said, and the Amen will go both on that Toiva Meitiv and on the Lo'olam Ayich Hasreinu. Many people don't have the minig to say it because they feel that when we say in the benching, Harachmon Hu Yivarech, as Balabayis Hazeh, that is in the place of this Yehi Rotzen. And since we're saying Harachmon Hu Yivarech, as Balabayis Hazeh, that we need not say the Hirotzen, even though it's not the Nusach that was said in the Gemara. The Kavachaim also says that On one hand, he says that if the guest is paying for the meal, you're eating in a hotel, you're eating in a restaurant, and you're paying for your meal, then you don't say the hirotzen. But he does say that if a son, I presume he doesn't mean that you're still living in your parents' house, but if a son comes to visit his parents, so he's a guest, like all guests, and he says that even a son who's visiting his parents should say this yehi rotzen. Ad hechem birchas hamazon. So till where is birchas hamazon? So when learning this Gemara, there's a very big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to understand this Gemara. Rashi understands this Gemara that ad hechem birchas hazimun is that as we started this perek in our previous year, you say zimun, and what is included in zimun? We all know, as we discussed in yesterday's shiur, you begin the zimun with the rabbis and nevarech, and we continue till yishem shem nevarech ad ma'ad oylam. But now the question is, maybe zimun goes further, and that's the machlokes at heichem birchas zimun. When we're benching with zimun, how far is the zimun? Rav Nachman Amar ad nevarech. Rav Nachman says until we say until the end of the Brichas Hazon. So which means, according to Rashi, if you're not benching with Zimun, you don't say the first bracha that we know of saying Brichas Hazon. Of course, the question is, Brichas Hazon is a bracha d'araisa, and the person who's not benching b'Zimun still has to say Brichas Hazon. So how is that covered? So the Pnei Yeshua says what the Gemara means to say, according to Rav Sheshes, that only if you're benching with Zimun you say Hazon, you will include the issues that are brought up in Birchas Hazon and the other brachas that you're going to say, but it's not going to be said as a bracha for itself. But because of the difficulty with this pshat that we just mentioned, that it's difficult to assume that we should not say, just because you're not benching with Zimun, you should not say Birchas Hazon. Tosfos has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos' pshat in the Gemara is that we learned in our previous year as well that if somebody is not, if there are three people eating together, and as we're discussing, when there are three people eating together, we have to do Zimun. If there are three people eating and two want a bench and one does not want a bench yet, the halacha is that the one who doesn't want a bench has to stop for the other two that do want a bench. And the Gemara's question now is, for how long does he have to stop? According to Rav Nachman, he has to stop eating until the person who's benching says, finishes the zimun. But as soon as they start benching, he could resume eating. And according to Rav Sheshes, he has to stay quiet until Hazon. Before we continue the sugya, that is what the Mishnah Berurah says one should do. That he should be quiet and not eat, even though he's not benching, until the one who's leading the Zimun gets till Zon. So suggest the Gemara, Neimah Katanai, should we say that this question that we just discussed is actually a Machlokes Tanoim? The Tani Chada, one Brisa says, Hamazon, Birchas Hamazon is Shnayim V'Shloisha, is either two or three brachas, V'Tanya Idach, and another Brisa says that Birchas Hamazon is either Shloisha V'Arba. So says the Gemara, Savrua, that everybody agrees, the Kul Alma, HaToiva Meitiv Lav Daraisa, everybody agrees that a Toiva Meitiv is not a Chiv Daraisa, as we said at the beginning of the Shir. And my lab behokemifki. And what is the machlokes tanoim? Man da mishtayim v'shalosh k'sover ad hazon. That hazon is included in the birchas hazimun. So if you're benching with zimun, so then you're going to have three brachas. And if you're going to bench without zimun, you're going to only have two brachas. Or man da mishalosh v'arba. And the brisa says three or four k'sover that zimun only goes ad nevarech. So if you're benching with zimun, you have the three brachas, Hazon, Noidulcha, and Bani Yerushalayim. Noidulcha ends with Al Aretz v'Al Hamazon. And If you also have Zimun, the Zimun is considered the fourth bracha. Says the Gemara, these two machlokesin do not necessarily travel together. Loi, Rav Nachman mitaris l'tamei, Rav Sheshit mitaris l'tamei. Rav Nachman mitaris l'tamei, the kula alma ad nevarich. It could be, like he said, everybody agrees that when you have Zimun, the Zimun only goes up until nevarich shachalnu, not four. So manda mesholosh v'arba, so the opinion that's at three or four is very understandable. If you're benching with a Zimun, so you have four brachas. You have the standard three, plus the birchas ha-Zimun. If you're not benching with Zimun, you have the first three regular brachas of the benching. Or manda amr shtayim v'shalosh, and the manda amr that says two or three, is going to say, amalach, this is referring to a situation of birchas payal maskinin. As we mentioned earlier in the shir, in those days, employees would shorten their benching because they had to get back to work. Damamar, we learned earlier in our Masechta, if, and that's Tez Zion, a worker should say Birchas Hazon, and the next two brachas of Alar Tzal Amazon and Bani Yerushalayim should be bind into two. Koyel Bani Yerushalayim and Birchas Haaretz. So now we can understand. If you're not a worker, you're an employer, or you're not working, should say the first three brachas. If you, like we're supposed to. If you're a worker, so we have to worry about your employee's time. So you should say only two brachas. The whole first bracha of Azonas HaKol, and then the other two brachas, which we normally separate into two brachas, you should say it as one bracha. Says the Gemara of Sheshis Taras L'Tamei. And Sheshis will explain the machlokes according to his shita. The Kul Alma Ad Hazon. Everybody agrees that Zimun goes until Hazon. Mandam Shtayim V'Shalosh. The mandam that says it's two or three brachas, it's very understandable. If you're benching with Zimun, you say three, because you're going to say Hazon. If you're not benching with Zimun, you're only going to say two, the next two brachas. Or Mandam V'Shalosh V'Arba, he's going to say, you never say Hazon if you're benching B'Yechidus. But he's going to hold a Taiva Meitiv is Daraisa, and that's why you'll have three brachas or four brachas if you're benching with Zimun. Amrav Yosef, Teda, what's the proof that a Taiva Meitiv is not Daraisa? Shirei Payalim, as we've been discussing, Oikar Maisoi, the workers don't say Hataiva Meitiv. Why don't they say Hatoiva Meitiv? It must be because Hatoiva Meitiv is not a Chiyuv Daraisa, and since it's not a Chiyuv Daraisa, we only say it when it's supposed to be said. Says the Gemara, Amar Yitzchak Bashmul Bamas Mishmei Derav Teidet Hatoiva Meitiv La Daraisa. I bring you another raya that Hatoiva Meitiv is not a Chiyuv Daraisa. Shrei Pesach Baruch. You begin with a separate baruch, ve'chosim baruch, and you don't end with baruch. Ketanya, kol brachas kulan. Normally, a bracha should begin with a baruch, ve'chosim baruch. It should begin and end with a baruch. And the Sefer Achinuch explains why, because it's fashioned after the way we daven Shmon Esrei. And as we learned earlier in Amasechta, when one daven Shmon Esrei, he begins by saying the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avos. Then he says the Emtzois, where he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he needs. And then he says, again, Hayda, a thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we could understand the Halacha very well. You start with Baruch, and then you say the benching. You start the Baruch with a Baruch, and you end the Baruch with a Baruch, and then you have the Emtzois. Chutz v'brichas ha-peris v'brichas ha-mitzvahs. When you make a bracha on fruit or mitzvahs, or bracha smachal achavrta, or when you have one bracha, when you have a series of brachas, or bracha achron shev krishma, the bracha of emes v'yatzif, which we say after krishma in the morning, we end with a bracha, baruch atah Hashem gal yisrael, but we don't start. It says the brayse indeed, yesh ben shev v'seich ben baruch. Sometimes we begin with the word baruch. You have a baruch at the beginning, but it doesn't end with a baruch. Yesh behem, like we just explained by Gal Yisrael, you end with a baruch. However, you don't begin with a baruch. Vatoiv v'ameitiv, says the Braisa, Pesach Pesach Baruch, you begin with a separate Baruch, Vein Chaisim Baruch, but you don't end with a Baruch. Why? Because it's Bracha B'fnei Atzmahi. It's a separate Bracha. And to indicate that it's a separate Bracha, because it's a Bracha that's only Midrabanon, we start with a separate Bracha. Why don't we end with a bracha? The answer is because the lessons that we learn in that bracha, v'atayva meitiv, we've already declared during Birchas Hamazon. And since we've already declared, says the Sefer Chinuch, those lessons during the Birchas Hamazon, there's no reason to say it again as a separate baruch. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Nachma Yitzchak, teida that tayva meitiv lav deraisa. I bring you another raya, that the bracha of Tova Meitiv is not the Raisa. Their meaning was that in the house where Avelim sit Shiva, they did not say HaTova Meitiv. Kritanya, Mayim Oimrim Bebeis Ovel, when they're benching in the Beis Ovel, what do they say? Baruch HaTova Meitiv. So the Tanakama's opinion is we bench like in the Beis Ovel, like we bench all the time. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, no. You say Baruch Dayana Amis. So ask the Gemara, HaTayva Meitiv in Dayana Amis. Why? Al-Aim Af HaTayva Meitiv. According to the Tanakama, we say HaTayva Meitiv and Dayana Amis. But according to Rekiva, we omit HaTayva Meitiv. If it was a Doraisa, we could not omit it. Says the Gemara, Mazutri Ikla Bei Ravashi. Mazutri came to the home of Ravashi, Isserba Milsa. And one of Ravashi's relatives was Nifta. Pasuch Baruch, so what was the Nusach he said? He said, HaTayva Meitiv, the regular Tayva Meitiv, Kael Emes, Dayan Emes, Shofar B'Tzedek, Lekech B'Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges with righteousness, what he does is with justice, V'Shalat B'Lom Olas B'Kritzonai, he rules the world to do what he feels right, Ki Chol Drachav Mishpat, everything he does is just, HaKol Shaloi, everything is his, V'Nachnu Amoy V'Avodav, we are his nation and his servants. We always have to thank Hashem no matter what happens to us. Goyde Peratzis Yisrael, the one who mends the breaches within Klai Yisrael, who Yigdes Apirsa Azois B'Yisrael L'Chayim, he should mend whatever sorrows are happening here as well. So, we learned yesterday and in today's shir, that if three people are sitting together to bench, to eat, and two of them end the meal and they want to say Birchas Hamazon, and one still wants to continue, so we learned that he has to answer the Zimun, wait, as we spoke according to Tosfos, either to the end of the Zimun part or the end of the first bracha. Mishnah Berurah says we should wait till the end of the first bracha, and now he can resume eating. When he finishes his meal, Leichun Uchayzer. Where does he, when he finishes meal and he wants to bench, what does he do? Razvid Mishmei Dabai Omar, Chayz L'Rosh. He goes back to the entire beginning of the Birchas Hamazon. From Banan Amri, L'makim Shepasak. He goes back to where he left off, which means till the end of the, we start by the beginning of the second bracha. V'ilchasa, and that's the halacha, L'makim Shepasak, that since you already heard Hazan, you are Yotze, you don't have to repeat it again. Of course, the Rishonim ask, this seems to clearly indicate that this is following Tosfos' Pshat, not Rashi's Pshat. But we could try to explain it even according to Rashi, says the Rosh Yosef, because as we said earlier, according to Rashi, the machloikus was, does a person who benches without a zimun say hazon? And now the question is, how do we look at this individual? On one hand, we could say he's a person that benched with zimun. He was part of a zimun. He just didn't say birchas hamazon with them. On the other hand, we could say he's really not part of the zimun, because when he's benching alone. Amalei reshklusel Rav Sheshes. Afgav the rabbonim kshishi aton, even though you're elderly rabbonim, Prasoi b'tzorche suda, when it comes to know what to do during a meal, the Prasoim, the Persians, b'kim enaychu, are much greater experts than you are. In those days, they used to recline on a bed when they ate. Bizman shen shtei mitas. So if there are two people eating together and two couches were put out for these two people, so Godel Mesa Barosh, the more prominent individual, should lie on the upper bed. The Shani lay on the first, he should lay down first on the couch. The Shani Lamalam Menu, and the second most person recline second on the couch above his couch. When you have three people, God Lamesa Bemtsa, the most prominent person reclines in the middle couch. Shani Loi, the second most important, Lamali Menu, on the couch above the middle couch. And Shlishi Loi, the third person, Lamati Menu, on the couch below the middle couch. Ask the Gemara, if that's what we're going to do, Amalei, the Chiboy Yishtui Bahadei, if the person in the middle couch, this most prominent individual, wants to turn around and speak to the person above him, he's not going to be able, he's laying flat, almost flat, so how is he going to be able to speak to him? Betaretz for truths of Yosem Ishtoi Badei? Are we going to require him to sit up to be able to speak? That isn't showing covet. Amalei, Shani Parsoi, the Parsoi are different. The Machvele B'mochig. They don't need to speak. They just make gestures with their hand. And since they just make gestures with their hand, he can remain reclining. But what we do see from here, say the Paiskim, is We don't typically recline by a meal. The only time we recline by a meal is Pesach, by the Seder. But what many people do in order to fulfill the requirement of a Seder by the Seder is they just recline their head to the left side. From here it's clear, says the Mishnah Brura, and I saw from Nissim Zakarel Tzatzal, he says the same, that the definition of etzeba means to actually lay, as it's clear in our Gemara, because they were really basically sitting, the concern that the Gemara just mentioned wouldn't be there. So we see that a reclining means to actually lay flat. Mayim Rishonim. So when they wash Mayim Rishonim, ask the Gemara Mehechon Meschilin, who's the first one to wash Mayim Rishonim? Amles Resh Galusha said, Menagodl. The most prominent person should wash first. Ask the Gemara. Does that mean that if the most prominent person washes his hands first, he's going to have to sit and wait until everybody else washes his hands? Answers the Gemara. After he washes his hands, they immediately, as we've discussed previously, everybody used to have their own little table. And they used to eat from that little table. And as soon as he washed his hand, he right away brought his table. And what we have to say is not only did they bring the table, because what are we accomplishing by bringing the table if you're not going to eat? And he eats right away. Everybody made their own bracha. Mayim Achroinim. Now the Gemara asks, when it comes to Mayim Achroinim, Mechem Aschilin, who's the first to wash Mayim Achroinim? Amalei? Menakotin. We begin from the least prominent individual. Ask the Gemara, does that mean the Godel Yosef Yadim Zomais Achenoitlin Kulon? Does that mean that the most prominent person should sit there with hands that are not clean until everybody else washes Mayim Achroinim first? Answers the Gemara, Amalei, Lemesalka Takim Kamei, they didn't take away his small table with the food on it, Adinamti Mayim Lagabei, until the water of Mayim Achroinim was brought them. So he's not focused on his unclean hands. He's busy eating. That's not an issue. Amar Rav Sheshes, says the Gemara, Anamas Nisiyadana. I'm not going to talk about what the Persians do. I know what we learned in the Braisa. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Ketzet Seder HaSeba. How is a Seba accomplished by a meal? Bezman Shein Shtei Mitis. When you only have two beds. Not like the Persians did. God L'Mesa Barosh. The most prominent person reclines on the couch. The Sheni Loi, Lamatimena, the second more prominent person, is not above him, but rather below him. Bizman Shein Shalosh Mitas, when you have three beds, because you have three individuals, God Lameisa Barosh, the first most prominent person sits, lays down, reclines first in the middle bed. Sheni Loi Lamali Himeno, the second most prominent person is above him. Shlishi lo lamatim menu is below him. Mayim rishonim, when it comes to wash at the beginning of the meal, maschilim and agodl. Mayim achroinim, when you're dealing with mayim achroinim, bezman shem chamisha, if you have five individual, maschilim and agodl. If there are only five people or less washing mayim achroinim, you first want to wash the most prominent individual. Bezman shem, but if you have 100 people, so if the most prominent person is going to wash mayim achroinim first, and as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, once mayim achroinim are washed, you may not eat anymore. So he's going to be sitting there waiting, not being able to do anything. And we learned that you shouldn't even speak, the Rishonim say, after mayim achroinim are washed. So he's just going to have to sit there waiting till everybody else washes. So what we do is, if you have a large group, maschilim menakotin, the least prompt individual is the first to wash mayim achroinim. Until we get to the last five individuals that have to wash mayim achroinim, and then when we're down to the last five people who need to wash mayim achroinim, the most prominent of that of those five washes first. And the first of the last five people who wash mayim achroinim, l'sham bracha chayzeres, that's the individual who should lead the Brichas HaMazon. Mesayle l'Rav, the Amar of Chibar Ashi Amar Rav, Kol Anoit l'Yodah b'Achroinim T'chila, whoever's the first person to wash Mayim Achroinim, Hu Mezum l'Bracha, he's the one that leads the Brichas HaMazon. Says the Gemara Rav, Rav Chia, Havi Yosu v'Sudasa Kamei the Rebbe, Amalei Rebbe l'Rav, Kum Moshe Yodacha, go wash your hands. Chazi the Kamarsis, so he started to tremble, because he thought he was being criticized for sitting at the table with unclean hands. Amalei, so he said to him, that's not what I meant. Bar pechsi, what I meant to say was, I am a Brichas HaMazon Kamalach. I meant you prepare to the Brichas HaMazon because you're going to be the one to lead the Brichas HaMazon. Because the halacha is that what's this din, that the first of the last five, we wait for the last five, and the first of the last five is the one to lead the Brichas HaMazon, because we want to give that person who now is sending him a message that you're going to be the one to lead the Brichas HaMazon, the opportunity while the other four people are washing Mayim Achroinim to wash the Mayim Achroinim, to look at benching, to be prepared to say it properly. The Rambam in Perek Alav Hilchos Brachos Halacha Dalid paskins that we don't make a bracha on the tilas mayim achroinim. L'fisha mayim achroinim lo nesaknu el b'nei haskona. V'kol dover shenesakim b'nei haskona, something that's only there because of a sakona, ein mevarchim lo, we don't make a bracha. So the question is, that the Rambam does agree that we make a bracha when we make a fence, a maka around the roof, which is also, as the Torah says, "Vasisa makal gagecha v'lo sasim domim beisecha ki yipal anoyflim menu." It's also only there to prevent danger. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answers, "Mayim achroinim is not a chiv deraisa." So since it's not a chiv deraisa, it's only there because of a sakana, so we don't make a bracha. But by the maka, even though, as we just said, the Torah says it's there because of a sakara, it's still a mitzvah to say deraisa, and therefore, since it's a mitzvah to say deraisa, we make a bracha on it. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us that in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph teaches us that mayim achroinim should not be poured on the ground because there's a ruach ra on the mayim achroinim. If it's in a place like under the table, when nobody walks, then you could do it on the ground. But l'chatchila, it should be poured into a keli. Also, it should not be poured into a keli that we use for eating. Because a keli that's used for eating should not be made from mayim achroinim. Interesting. The Devar Chaim was matbid not to use a silver mayim achroinim. He said it's only made because of sakana, and we shouldn't use that. We shouldn't use a chosh v'keli. There are many people that do have a silver mayim achroinim. The covered the mitzvah. You only need to wash mayim achroinim until your middle joint in your finger. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ra'alai ha'maisa, a very upset, Shurisi shiesh anoshim shemhem zirim matilas mayim achroinim. They're very careful always to wash mayim achroinim, aval enim yoytzim yidei choyvos hadin klal or klal. They don't fulfill the obligation. Deinim noisim ki eze tipe mayim al roshe at speseim. They only put a little water on the tip of the fingers. V'yedeim nisharis metunofis mezumis hamachl b'shoina. And the hands remain still dirty. U'medin tzarech lirchas lefachas at soif shenei pirkets. Bais of, like we said, the middle joint. Api Kabbalah, I did see there is an inyan to wash with as minimal water mayim achroinim. Also, going back to what we learned in the Gemara, that when you have many people, the Gemara said, who should wash mayim achroinim first? What you should do, wait for the last five people. But the Paiskim suggest that the best advice that can be given is you don't only have to have one mayim achroinim at the table, you could have a number of mayim achroinim cups at the table. Like that, everybody could wash at the same time, and nobody will have to wait for the other person.